Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Dmitry Kustov, the Internet Marketing Director and the founder of Regix SEO, a Houston-based digital marketing agency. Dmitry, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you for having me.
And you're welcome, and certainly appreciate your time. Looking forward to being informed here today per your expertise. So for starters, and for those that aren't familiar, what is SEO and what are the ingredients of SEO?
All right. So SEO, that stands for search engine optimization. And at the end of the day, it is basically a set of activities in order to make your website show up on the first page of Google or really any other search engine. And of course, the ultimate goal is to show up number one for whenever somebody searches for your product or service. And in terms of like ingredients of SEO, there are four main parts of it. And the first one, of course, is content. You know, if you are selling shoes and your website does not have any mention of shoes, you're not going to show up for related phrases and vice versa. The second part is technical part. You know, you need to make sure that the website loads fast, that it looks good on mobile and things like that. Then the third part is user experience. And this one nowadays gets bigger and bigger. Google has announced themselves that it's one of the main things they pay attention to. And what it is how users interact with your website. Do they find the content they're looking for quick? Do they look at, do they spend enough time on the website? Do they go through many pages? Is it easy to use? And the fourth part is what we call a backlink profile. And think of it as likes on the world of the internet. Whenever another website links back to your website, it's kind of like a recommendation almost. So that whenever Google looks at two websites which are pretty much the same, how does it differentiate which one is better? Well, the website which has more recommendations. And that's what those backlinks are. I hope that answers it a little bit in a short format, and I'm happy to chat more about it if you would like.
And a fine explanation. Really appreciate that. Certainly a great place to kick things off here today on the topic. Now, with so many SEO companies out there, why did you decide to create Regix SEO, and how is it different from other agencies in the space?
Right. You know, I have been in the industry of marketing of SEO for 11 years almost now, and I have worked for other agencies, for other companies, and the main struggle, the main pain point which would come up all the time would be that the SEO services would be sold as a predetermined package. You know, you come in to this SEO agency and you have like three options to choose from. And that bothers me a lot, because at the end of the day, how can you do the same type of optimization? How can you be doing the same type of stuff for completely different businesses? You know, if you're a dentist, you need completely different set of activities in terms of SEO. You need to have completely different set of content and everything like that. If you're a dentist versus, let's say, you're a lawyer and so on. So that's why we kind of decided to create Regix SEO, and the way we approach this is completely custom. Whenever somebody comes into our office, whoever wants to employ us, well, we develop everything pretty much from scratch. We make sure that whatever marketing campaign we develop is completely in line with the business goals, the business uniqueness, and that's how we're different from pretty much most of our competitors.
Yeah, certainly appreciate those details on why you decided to create Regix SEO and what makes you different. And good stuff there. Now, as we hear, it's fairly common, we hear that SEO is dead. I'm thinking it's not. Is that true, and why business owners should consider investing in SEO?
Right. Yeah, I hear that so often. And I think the reason people think about it is they don't really understand what actually SEO is. And my answer to the question, is SEO dead? Well, think about it like this. When you have a question about literally anything nowadays, you know, you don't go to a library, you don't call your grandpa or best friend to ask them. You just go and Google it, right? And where do you go when you Google it? Well, to the first, maybe second result when it pops up on Google or any other search engine. Well, if, you know, you are doing that, then obviously everybody else is doing the same thing. And as I mentioned earlier, SEO is a way to be on the first page. So if everybody is searching for questions for products, for services, then, and you are offering that product or service, then you should be doing SEO. You should be on that first page. And so, yeah, SEO is surely not dead. And there are, I believe, like 3 billion searches. Is it a month or a day on Google? It's like ridiculous number of searches a day performed on Google. So, and portion of that, of those searches, are searches about your product or service. So no, SEO is not dead.
And I figured you'd support me in that. It is far from dead for sure. Today we are joined by Dmitry Kustov, the Internet Marketing Director and the founder of Regix SEO, a Houston-based digital marketing agency, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, can business owners do SEO themselves? What's your thought on that?
I have a fairly uncommon opinion to this, and I do think that business owners can do SEO themselves. And really, typically whenever SEO folks, SEO managers and specialists are being asked, I think there is that pride, like, no, nobody can do anything. Nobody can do the same stuff I do. I do think that it's possible. The only difference is that, well, how long is it going to take you to actually learn to do it proper way? You know, can you go and learn, I don't know, how to paint? Sure, most people can, but it's going to take time and effort. Can you go ahead and learn how to weld? Sure, most people can do that. The only difference is that it's going to take time and effort. And if you're a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. And at the end of the day, it's much easier to employ somebody who already knows how to do those things. So to answer, to sum up, yes, you can do it yourself, but it's going to take time.
And to add on to that, if you're not an expert in SEO, then it would be pointless to try to do it yourself and hand it over to the experts, one like Regix SEO for sure. How can business owners or marketing managers make sure that a company that they hire in regards to their SEO needs does its job?
Right. There are many ways you can kind of track the progress. And, as I mentioned earlier, it should be tailored to your needs, to you as a business. And there are many metrics which we internally track and provide the reporting on. As an example, would be as simple as actual rankings. You know, if you hired an SEO agency and you were on a fifth page of Google for your service, then where is that? Where are you? Where is your website on Google in a month, two, or three? Is it progressing? If it has been on fifth page, well, is it on a fourth page in after a month? Is it on a second page after 6 months, and so on? So that's kind of like a very straightforward way of, very easy way to understand if SEO company is doing any job, good job. Now, there are other metrics as well. And sometimes people kind of forget about that. there is such thing as SEO health score. It's kind of like all the technical issues. There are many tools which can provide you with that, and you just need to make sure as a business owner that that health score is improving. There is visits to the website too. If you've been getting, let's say, 100 visits a month 2 months ago before you employed an SEO agency, is the number of visitors to the website increasing? If it is, then the company, the SEO company, is doing their job. And, you know, there are many other metrics, for example, conversions, as in calls to the business, some kind of form submissions on the website. All of that is very clearly can be tracked, and your SEO agency should be providing you with the report on that. Now, if they're not providing those types of reports and metrics and how it's being improved or changed, then you probably should be looking for another SEO company.
Well, we certainly do appreciate your time and joining us here on the program and for your input and feedback here on SEO and for your expertise. Again, much appreciated. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
You know, I like talking about SEO and marketing, and I am always open to chat. Now, there is like a tip which I usually, recommend to people who are either had issues with their previous SEO companies, or they're shopping for one, or they have no clue how to start and where to start. Well, the tip is, basically, if you have a marketing department or a marketing agency, go ahead and ask them for an annual online marketing plan. And if you don't have one, if they can't provide one for you, then surely ask why. Because really, in any business aspect, if you do not have a plan, if you do not have a strategy, well, you know, you kind of just shooting in the dark. And if there is one, if you do have one plan, then just go ahead and find some third-party companies you never worked before and let them audit it. Third-party marketing agencies, they usually do it for free because that's kind of like how you get business. And so it's free, and your marketing plan, if it's great, then they'll tell you it's great and you don't have anything to worry about. And if it's not great, if there is a room for optimization, or if you don't have one, then they can build out one for you as well. So that's kind of like a first step in the right direction in the SEO world if you have never done it for your company, for your business.
Well, Dimitri, some great information here today, especially in conclusion, and really appreciate all the information covered on SEO and your input here. Once again, if listeners wanted to get more information on your firm there in Houston, Regix SEO, where's the best place online to get further information?
All right. Our website is regixseo.com. And if you want to talk to me directly, you can simply call our office line. Or you can reach me on Twitter or LinkedIn, and my handle is at Digital Spaceman. It's quite easy to remember. We are in Houston, you know, the space city of the United States, pretty much, and we are digital, so at Digital Spaceman on Twitter or LinkedIn.
Again, Dimitri, all the best, and we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Dimitri Kustov, the Internet Marketing Director and the founder of Regix SEO, a Houston-based digital marketing agency. And for all the details and for contact, visit regixseo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.